A happy Halloween to you from WYEP. I'm Rosemary. Do you believe in ghosts? Production director Brian Sawarek shared this spooky story with me.
My job before this, I was a reporter, and so I covered a lot of weird things. One day I was doing the history of this old abandoned mental asylum that was in this town in rural Illinois that I lived near. And it had this big creepy building. I went out there one day with a paranormal investigator. It was just kind of funny because I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but I went out with this guy anyway, and he was a very interesting character, former cop, very religious man. We go out, and he has supposedly helped like 80-some spirits escape from this mental asylum, former patients. But there are two left, is what he says. You know, we can't go into the building because it's all boarded up and it's abandoned. So we walk around this building, and he starts talking to the spirits, and they're talking back to him, but I can't hear anything. And I've just got my tape rolling the whole time. What I found out later that night, when I got back into the studio to listen to what this all sounded like, I found out I have a mysterious voice, I guess if you want to call it, on tape. Okay, so this is the guy talking. We're walking around this building at night.
You wouldn't let me see you. You wouldn't let me know which one you are. They're right there on that porch. Whoever it is.
So now, mind you, this is like 10 o'clock at night. We are standing outside. You can hear there's a little bit of traffic, but it's really quiet. And we're standing there staring at an abandoned building and this porch where nothing is on it. And he's kind of tormenting these people, these spirits, if you will. Listen.
Now, I can't come in the building. I'm not allowed in there now, but I'll come in and get you sometime, I guarantee you. We just had a paranormal experience that you probably didn't even feel.
Okay, so did you hear that right now?
I heard something kind of like a hum.
So in the story, I became a little obsessed with the sound, so I played it repeatedly so that the listeners could actually hear it. So I'm going to do that. I'm just going to play that segment here.
It's a light humming sound that comes right after Rob tells the spirit he'd come back to get them. Here it is again, amplified so you can hear it better. And here it is again.
So he comes in and studio the next day, and he confirms to me that that is indeed the voice of a ghost.
So do you believe it now?
I don't necessarily believe it, but apparently a lot of people really do. I'm kind of strangely famous for this on parts of the internet, for having this. Like, every so often somebody does call me up and want to buy or see if they can use this sound. It's a really strange thing that this is 12 years ago that this happened now. The fact that they are destroying that building is a little sad. Very strange place.
I hope that spirit finally got released.
Yes, me too. I should follow up with the paranormal investigator and find out.
Ghost in my house.